KYT.
Watch out, watch out, look out, look out. Watch out, watch out, look out, look out.
Oye, ¿qué estás haciendo,
Paul? Watch out, watch out, look out, look out. Watch out, watch out, look out, look out.
Oye, ¿qué
estás
haciendo, Paul?
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this glorious Monday morning. Well, I tell you what, I hope you guys had a great weekend. Ours was one of rest. Yes, a very, very restful weekend, getting ready for back to school. Most Rapides Parish schools start on the 17th, but many are starting today. And we were among those people who started today. And so at this point, excuse me, I've got to clear my throat and take a deep, deep breath. Because it seems like the summer just absolutely zipped by. And the kids are back in school already. And so we all have to get adjusted. And I said last week that the caution lights for the school zones had started flashing, although many schools had not taken into session yet. But it's just a reminder that we need to be mindful during those magic and peak hours in the morning until 9 a.m. Those school zones are in effect in many places. And in many other places, they're getting you ready to slow down and make sure that you're watchful and mindful about kids that are walking to school, kids that are getting off buses. And yeah, can you believe it? It's that time again already. So, you know, for parents and for students, it's an adjustment. And it just seems like it snuck up on us. But many experts are giving some really, really good advice about what we need to be thinking about as our kids start back to school. And for many, many, it's marked with excitement and anticipation. And for some parents, they're sending their little ones to school for the very first time. And as DC and I were talking last night, we can remember the first day of school when Deuce was in pre-K and the anxiety and the inhibition that you have about sending your kid to school for the first time. And so there are just a bevy of emotions that go into getting kids back into school, you know, beyond, you know, buying the right backpack and having the right school supplies. There's a lot to think about. And so this morning, as you're getting your morning started, we just want to give you a couple of things that experts say are really, really things that are important and things that we all need to think about. Really, really cool tips. And one is to make contact with your children's teachers at least by week three. And they're saying this is really, really important because it opens up the line of communications. It also helps you and your child's teacher to set goals. And most importantly, it lets your teacher know, your child's teacher know, that you're going to be involved, that you're going to be concerned, that you're going to be reaching out to them on a regular basis. So make sure, parents, I know that we get busy and we know that sometimes we think that our kids should just have it, and many times they don't. So make it your priority, at least by week three, if not before, to reach out to your child's teacher. And that gives them time to get adjusted and time to learn every child's name and find out a little bit about your children. So week three seems to be a good pivotal time to reach out to your child's teacher. Also, check your child's reading grade level. See where they're reading at. It's really, really important because experts say that, you know, each fall and spring, we should check whether your child is scoring at proficiency or above on statewide tests. And it's a telltale sign of reading problems. Homework requiring reading always gets left undone. And if you suspect or you're told that your child is behind, you need to act immediately. And so that's something that maybe as parents, we don't think about, but it's really, really important to see at what level and what grade our kids are reading at so that we can make sure that we assist the teachers in helping our kids to get to where they need to be. And the next thing that they say to do is understand the importance of downtime. And some experts say it may seem counterintuitive, but recess, a lunch break, and small breaks during the day improve learning. And to be at their cognitive peak, elementary school kids need 20 minutes, at least 20 minutes, of downtime a day. And the Journal of Pediatrics reported in 2009 that 30% of 8- and 9-year-olds were getting little or no recess. Though there's no set dose for older kids, research has shown that adolescents who do regular cardiovascular activity do better in school and better as they progress. So we want to make sure that our kids and our schools are getting enough downtime, especially for those smaller kids, 8 and 9 years old, at least 20 minutes. And I know some schools are on a system of hurry, 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 rush, 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 and they don't give kids enough downtime. But experts say that this is really, really important. And the next thing that they say is that we need to analyze test scores. And I know if you're thinking like I'm thinking, it feels like homework already. But these are some things that are just food for thought if your child has started school this morning or if they're going to be starting this week. These are just some tips, some ideas, information that you can use that will help you and your child to be more successful. High stakes test scores, they matter. Because test scores went up last year doesn't mean a school is great, is what the experts say. They say long-term improvements are key, and top schools get good scores by helping kids understand, analyze, write about complex subjects. So schools use relentless test prep. If test prep dominates the curriculum, seek a meeting with the principal. And then for those kids that are in high school, the experts say stay on track for college. High schools need to prepare students for college. And know this, most colleges want your child to have taken at least 4 years of English, math, a laboratory science, history, and some foreign language in high school. So starting in middle school, course sequence becomes very, very important. Ensure that children are on track to take algebra by the 9th grade so that they'll be on the path to do college-level math. The general rule, experts say, is this. Students should take the most rigorous courses that they can handle in grades 7 through 12. So this is critical information, and I know I'm not ready either, but these are things that we've got to think about, parents. We got to think about, and not just think about, we've got to be about to equip our kids to go to the next level. And then they say, don't trash talk about math. Psychologist Harold Stevens and James Stigler found that 15 years ago, that in countries that produce a lot of math whizzes, parents and teachers believe that math ability is like a muscle. You should strengthen it with good instruction and practice. And I'm telling you, that's one thing that we have got to change our thinking about. We got to change our thinking, and we've got to change the way that we're talking about math. And lastly, but most importantly, be a part of the learning community. Make a commitment to attend twice a year school meetings if you can. Volunteer in the library or as a class parent, and attend the school play. Those things are so important. So these are just some of the things that we want to remind you about as kids are back on track, getting started, getting your work day started, getting your school day started. It's Monday. And you know what? We're going to call it a great day, and we've got a great show planned for you. But Monday also is the start for many people that say that they are going to start their diet today. If that is you, changing gears, we've got an incredibly important subject that we're going to be talking about this morning. We want you to stay on point, and we're going to tell you more about it right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. The number to phone for more information is 318-448-8600. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team are in Rapides Parish and surrounding areas to support you. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining the show and you're getting your morning started, like many, many Americans, this may be your day, the day that you have said, I am starting my new diet today. Well, dieting, as you well know, has become a national pastime. And while a number of Americans who diet, it varies depending on the source. According to the Boston Medical Center, it indicates that approximately 45 million Americans every year spend at least $33 billion on weight loss products in their own pursuit of a trimmer, fitter body. And so this morning, we're going to be introducing you to an incredible, incredible man. His name is PJ, or Paul James. He's a highly sought after health and fitness expert. And he is sought after, and he not only works in the United States, in Europe, and Australasia. Yes, Australasia or Australia. PJ is highly regarded as a leader and an innovator in the health and fitness industry. And he's been in the industry for more than almost two decades. And not only is he a health and fitness guru, he is the chef. He's got an incredible book. But the reason why his story caught our attention and many, many folks' attention in America and really throughout the world is because he was a model, but he was an underwear model. And he was sleek and fit and looked fabulous. And he was a trainer. And so as many of us who go into the gym that get intimidated, especially by the trainers who are just, they look incredible. Every muscle seems to be in the right place and well-defined. And, you know, it's hard when you start out and you're not fit. Well, his story is this. He was 176 pounds. And so because he felt that he could not adequately help the people that he trained on a daily basis and that he spoke to about health and fitness, he decided to gain weight so that he could lose the weight. It is an incredible story, and we believe that it is a story that is going to encourage every single person that has struggled for years and years and years with their weight and have tried every diet, every shake on the market, every program, and has said, you know what, nothing works. And so he has created something that he believes that anybody can do. And to prove just that, he decided that he would do it himself. And so it got all sorts of national media attention. Good Morning America covered the story. ESPN covered the story. And so many other people in America covered this story of this Aussie that decided to put on weight. And so he's got an incredible book. And we believe that this Monday morning is going to be the difference maker. It's going to be a game changer, so to speak, for you. So what we want to do is we want to introduce you to PJ this morning. His book is called Take It Off and Keep It Off: How I Went From Fat to Fit and How You Can Too, Safely, Effectively, and Permanently. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to PJ the trainer. All that plus more after this.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new spicy chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is the stop you should make. And also McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
All right, everybody. If today is your day and you're starting that diet, that daunting diet, like millions of Americans do every single Monday, well, this is a show that you don't want to miss. Let me introduce you to to PJ. His name is Paul James. And in 2009, PJ shocked the world as he piled on 90 pounds in order to understand what it was like to be obese and live in today's society. PJ is dedicated to tackling obesity, which is rapidly becoming the number one epidemic amongst adults in the Western world. And his passion and his knowledge for all things health and fitness has also resulted in him working with many, many high-profile clients. And he's been doing this for nearly two decades, and he has written a book. The book is called Take It Off, Keep It Off, How I Went From Fat to Fit, How You Can Too, Safely and Effectively. And let me just say, as we welcome PJ to his first time to the OPT Network, he is visiting with us all the way from Melbourne, Australia, down under. And I asked PJ, I said, what in the world time is it over there? He said, it is 11 p.m. on Monday. So, PJ, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Carla, and good morning to all your listeners as well.
So happy to have you from all the way down under. And I tell you what, as we were talking during the break, and I was talking about what an incredible book it is, and you know, we've featured many authors, many weight loss programs, but when I started reading the book and you begin to talk about empathy, now you're a man that was 176 pounds, every muscle in your body is perfectly chiseled. And then you talk about training those people that you felt that you could not empathize with. Let's talk about that journey.
Yeah, definitely. Empathy has always been very important and very close to me, and something that I do live my life by, empathizing with other people. I think it's very important to do. And I felt that with training, especially, I was finding it very difficult to empathize with my overweight clients who are coming to me, you know, seeking some advice. And I felt that there was definitely a place where I couldn't really understand where they were coming from, having never experienced it myself, having never had any weight issues myself growing up. And so I really decided that it was very difficult for me to sort of understand where they were coming from. So I decided that in order to empathize and really get a first-hand look at what people do go through, being overweight and getting into shape, I decided to put on the weight myself.
Wow. Now, so people that are listening are saying that just sounds absolutely unbelievable. At what moment, PJ, do you decide that because of this deep-seated need to empathize with people, that you're going to gain weight? And then when you make that decision, how much weight you're going to gain, what goes into that process?
Well, I think for me, it was really important not just to put on weight, but to actually hold the weight and keep the weight on. And then it was also important for me to get totally out of my comfort zone as well. It's no good putting on 5 or 10 pounds and calling yourself overweight and, you know, quickly getting back in shape. I really wanted to experience the emotional and the psychological impact that, you know, being obese would have on me. So I decided that 50% of my body weight was something that would not only be difficult to put on, but would obviously change me on so many levels. So, you know, dealing with a number of clients who... And getting limited results as well, I must say, it was very difficult to motivate people to get into shape because they would take one look at me and think, well, you've got no idea what I'm going through at all. And that was fair. That was always a fair comment. And I had no way of answering that. But it's a very different story now.
And so your body actually went through a physical metamorphosis where you morphed from being an underwear model, you know, modeling for people like Calvin Klein, Versace, Tommy Hilfiger, Prada, I mean, the list goes on, into being a man that's from 176 pounds to 264 pounds. Let's first of all talk about the psychological impact, because maybe you thought it was going to be easy, but it was so much different than what you had really contemplated that it would be.
Yes, definitely. I totally underestimated, I think it's fair to say I totally underestimated the physical and the mental, you know, issues that I would that I would encounter along the way. And, you know, from a physical point of view, just to for your listeners to understand, I went from 5% body fat to beyond 32% body fat, and my waist went from 32 inches to 47 and a half inches. So that gives you some idea physically.
Mm-hmm.
And mentally and emotionally, it was something that I totally underestimated, you know, how it would make me feel. And I always say to people, it's not putting on the weight and holding it for a few, you know, for over 6 months and then losing it over 6 months is not the same as someone who's held the weight on for, you know, decades.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely gave me a real insight into what it feels like, and it put me totally out of my comfort zone. And, you know, I developed, you know, I was almost developing type 2 diabetes. I had mm-hmm. depression. I dealt with chafing and, you know, a lot of the physical aspects of gaining weight and being obese. But on an emotional level, it was so difficult because I found myself looking in the mirror and I didn't have a chance to transition into the person I had become. So it was a real shock to me, even just to accept myself, even though I had done it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Still very difficult to come to terms with how quickly my body changed and how that made me feel.
And so, PJ, for you and for many people that are thin, do you think that you were really defined in your own mind by your body?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, a lot of my work has revolved around, you know, my body, and also even with fitness, I trained myself to be fit. I enjoyed it. I trained others who were already fit to go beyond what they thought was possible. And I guess my whole world revolved around health and fitness and my body as well, especially with my modeling work. I mean,
mm-hmm.
As shallow as it might sound, you know, we do get work based on,
sure,
you know, how we look. And, yeah, so it was very difficult to give all that up as well. And, you know, it's difficult for someone to leave that behind, and especially with the training, to stop all forms of exercise, which I did for 6 months, but keep training people as I was getting fatter. You know, I was trying to get my clients to get fitter, and that was very, very difficult as well.
What a conundrum that is. You're getting fatter and trying to help clients get fitter. Let's take a quick break here, PJ. But we'll be back with more of your incredible story right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21,
respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there. And we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this: what was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Monday, August 13th, and it's 8:14 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're just joining us, this segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HixsonHasIt.com. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works. Expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, will they remove your doubts? If you're just joining the OPT this morning, we're talking to PJ, Paul James. His book is Take It Off, Keep It Off, How I Went From Fat to Fit and How You Can Too Safely, Effectively, and Permanently. And it features PJ's proven KO90 program. We welcome PJ all the way from down under in Melbourne, Australia. PJ, first of all, I want to talk about, in the book, you talk about how addicting food really is. When did you really begin to understand how food and addiction kind of correlate?
Yeah, well, initially when I began to put on the weight and it was free for all and I could do whatever I want and I broke all regimented eating and just went for it and ate everything, I found it really enjoyable, like most people would, I guess, but it was definitely initially a novelty, and I still looked okay, and for the first few weeks, and I found myself eating whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, and everything was good, but it quickly transitioned into unhappiness, and not only in the way I felt, but in the way I looked as well, and the feeling I got was that I couldn't actually stop, even though I was upset at the way I looked, and especially on my way back into trying to get fit. I was very, very surprised as to how it took months for me to actually break the addictions, because the power of sugar and fat and salt was just so addicting that it was very, very difficult for me to break. And even under pressure of having to get into shape and people following my journey, I still found it incredibly difficult. And that's something that's been very rewarding for me, because I'm now able to give insight to clients on a personal level, having experienced the addictions myself.
And so for those people that are just like you and most of us that are addicted to sugar and salt and all of those things that are contained in food, how did you begin to break that addiction?
For me, it was something that I decided, I had a goal in mind, and I had an important reason why I wanted to get back into shape. And I thought to myself, on a personal level, I thought, you know, you're in a position where you can inspire a lot of people to get back into shape and really make a difference in the world. And you have to get there. There's no option for you. You know, you've gone and put on the weight, you've kept it on, you have to complete, you know, your journey and take off the weight. And there were times when I felt like I just was ready to give in, and I thought it would take me years and years to actually get the weight off. But you know, I prevailed, and it's just about, for me, I realized that it was just every day turning up to the gym and, you know, making sure that I put some effort into my training, as well as learning when the right times were to exercise. And I definitely go into that a lot in my book. You know, I'm well known for telling people that 15 minutes of cardio is all you need, and I'm a big believer in that. My KO90 program doesn't involve a great deal of exercise, and people will be surprised. It's just about being consistent, and that's what I found. Consistency, as well as an important reason to get into shape, whether it be family or being there for your kids or loved ones. You know, you need to find that reason for yourself and then commit to, you know, to the journey.
And let's talk about that, because when you said that, I know a lot of people's eyebrows raised. Only 15 minutes. You say 15 daily cardio plan is something that will really, really work. Let's start with how to kick off your program.
Yeah, sure. I definitely, 15 minutes of cardio. It's very important for people to do the morning cardio in the morning on an empty stomach, and that's something that I'm a big believer in, because you actually burn calories that are already stored. So the fat that you've stored in your body gets burned before you put anything into your body. So that's very important, and that's one of the main things that people need to get accustomed to. And it's not that bad. I mean, we spend hours a day watching TV, so doing 15 minutes of cardio in the morning is not a big ask.
Okay. Okay, so 15 minutes before you put anything else into your stomach.
Yeah.
All right, and then what? What's next?
Well, I think, you know, you have to, everyone has to make their commitment. So you have to you know, commit to doing the work that's required as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about doing 15 minutes of cardio, obviously. It's about doing exercise, you know, incorporating weights is very important as well.
Okay.
And eating healthily. It's a three-pronged approach where a majority of the work is done outside the gym by eating correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I go into a lot of detail with people in the book, and I have menu plans and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the cardio when it's required, and then lifting weights as well.
And so in that 15 minutes, people are trying to figure out, okay, 15 minutes, is that walking? Is that running? Is that a combination of things? What should that 15 minutes look like?
Okay, the 15 minutes of cardio, when we're dealing with fat loss, which is something that I really make people aware of, there's no such thing as a successful diet. It's about a plan that you have and that you put into action. And the 15 minutes of cardio, if you're burning fat, should be done at a sort of medium to moderate pace, not going flat out, because actually the faster you go when you're doing cardio, the more muscle you burn. So you actually bypass the fat burning zone. So it's really important to set a medium or moderate pace with your cardio to burn the fat storage. And later on, when you do get fit, you can challenge yourself and, you know, try sprinting and all kinds of things. But it's important to do it on a cross trainer as well, so that it's a very low impact. You don't want to use a treadmill, ideally, if possible. Or, you know, walking is okay, but you definitely shouldn't be running, because running will actually bypass the fat burning zone. And, you know, the main thing you'll be doing is building your heart, and cardiovascularly, that's important, but you won't actually be seeing results. And my program is geared towards getting the body transformed. It's a total body transformation and a mind transformation.
And so you said something, PJ, that I've not heard before, bypassing the fat burning zone. And I think a lot of people may not be familiar with that. So if you're going at too high rate of a speed, if you're running, you could bypass that zone. So are we talking more of a brisk sort of walk or a slow sort of trot?
Yeah, definitely. A brisk walk will definitely get your heart rate going. And, you know, different people have different levels of fitness as well. So basically, without getting technical, it's fat burning occurs at roughly 60% of your maximum heart rate. So if you're putting in about 60% of what you think is your maximum, maybe a little bit more, then you're up there in the fat burning zone. If you go beyond that, and you, I often see people, you know, going as fast as they can on the treadmill or the bike or the cross trainer, I always come up and tell them, you know, you slow down. You're actually doing yourself a favor by slowing down. Sometimes I think in the world where we're in a world where we're geared towards results for effort, and the more effort we put in, the more we get rewarded. But I think you have to work out a little bit smart as well. And that's the great thing. I've done all the technical part of it, so that you just have to follow the program that's written, and takes all the thinking and the guesswork out of it as well.
And it really makes sense. And, you know, the old adage is no pain, sort of, no gain. Let me get a quick break here, PJ, but when we come back, we want to talk about simple ways that readers can navigate the components of reaching their fitness goals. All that plus more. Stay on point, everybody.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. get on the path to financial security, and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSell with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinla, one heartbeat at a time. And you know we're always looking for the best people in the world, and we believe that we've found him, PJ Trainer. His book is called Take It Off, Keep It Off, How I Went From Fat to Fit and How You Can to Safely, Effectively, and Permanently. So, PJ, you didn't just walk the walk and talk the talk. You did both. You know, you went from being fabulously fit to really, really fat or obese. And then you decided that you would take this journey. But, you know, as before we talk about those simple ways that readers can navigate, I want to talk about, you know, the coverage that this documentary garnered. Were you surprised that not only people in North America, but the United States, I mean, people all over the world, you know, picked up on what you were doing? Were you surprised?
I was definitely surprised as to how quickly the word got out. And it's been great because it brings a great deal of awareness, you know, to issues like diabetes and, you know, health. You know, definite health risks associated with being obese, and it's a position that I'm really, you know, I'm really humbled by, because it's I'm in a position where I can, you know, reach millions of people literally, and you know, I've been doing interviews for, you know, in North America, as you mentioned, in Asia, in Australia, you know, in remote parts, you know, even small countries around the world where this the documentary is sort of getting a bit of exposure. And yeah, I was definitely surprised, but obviously it's a topic of debate and, you know, something that needs to be brought forward in the public eye. So I'm fortunate to be in a position where I can deliver that to people.
And so let's talk about those simple ways that people that will pick this book up can reach their fitness goals and defend against that psychological sabotage that ultimately happens every time you start a diet.
Yeah. Well, what I tell people, and this is why the KO90 program is basically a 90-day program. So it takes about 90 days to actually break a habit, reform a new habit, and then make it a sustainable habit. So, you know, we've got to look at this from a 3 month or a 90-day plan with 90 days focus and mm-hmm. commit to the 90 days. And along the way, you're going to make some mistakes. It's very normal. The most important thing is when you do make a mistake, not to sabotage yourself. So many times I hear from people who email me or talk to me on Twitter or Facebook, and they say, oh, I had a bad meal, so I wrote the whole day off, and then I wrote the week off, and then I decided next month, and then, you know, tomorrow never comes sometimes. So it's really important to say, okay, one mistake over a three-month period of time or a few mistakes is not going to make that much of a difference, but, you know, aiming for 100% and being 80% successful mm-hmm. will create a totally different mindset and a completely different body.
Mm-hmm. And this is what I want to talk about, because last week we talked about this, and I think that they really are very closely correlated. We talked about self-sabotage. And there are many people that are listening to you this morning that have lost weight, gained the weight, lost weight, gained weight, and have been on that sort of roller coaster of losing and gaining weight, and have sabotaged themselves because they feel like, why will this time be any different? Talk about why your 90-day program is going to be different from every other 90-day program that's out there.
Well, the great thing is that this is actually what I talk about is a lifestyle choice. You'll never hear me saying the word diet unless I'm telling people how they should not be on a diet. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in diets at all. I'm all about creating a lifestyle that is manageable, fits in with everybody's working life and, you know, everyday life, and something that gets results and something that maintains results, because what diets do, basically, they're very good at restricting calories and getting people to lose weight. Very few, if none of them, focus on body transformation. And my program delivers healthy eating, sensible eating, eating quite a lot of food. And if you look through the menus, which mm-hmm. I'm sure you have, there's quite a lot of food, and people are surprised as to how much they eat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about eating the correct food and not leaving yourself starving. It's about feeling full, feeling energized, and that's what good food does to you. Eating healthily actually motivates you, gets results, and once your body starts transforming and you can see it and the results are evident within weeks,
mm-hmm.
You're more likely to stick to it and make it a lifestyle choice, because the benefits far outweigh the negatives. There's very, very few, if any, negatives. And when people are getting results and eating well and feeling good about themselves and getting other people commenting on it, that's all that people, you know, wish for. And along the way, they're getting very healthy as well.
And what I loved about the book is probably what every woman would love too. I love the fact that you talked about your own body's transformation, but you talked about the loose skin, you talked about the stretch marks, you talked about really the total metamorphosis that your body went through and how you can even change those things. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, my body definitely went through changes, and I had to deal with a number of issues. My whole body at one point was covered in cellulite from top to bottom. I did get some small stretch marks and quite noticeable stretch marks along the way, but I was able to actually change all that and get back into better shape than I actually started in over a period of time. And I'm really keen on educating people not only on just the foods, but also on vitamins and different things that you can do to your body to actually help you and help your body heal.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things, for example, is vitamin E cream and or vitamin E oil. You know, those things are, you know, to add those things or to put those things on your body, you know, every day as a routine,
mm-hmm.
Can really help to minimize stretch marks. And I definitely noticed that as well. And loose skin is another one. You know, if you lose weight too quickly, you're going to end up with a lot of loose skin. So you've got to lose weight sensibly. And that's what this book is a sensible approach
mm-hmm.
to fat loss.
And so how long did it ultimately take you to lose those 90 pounds? Because I know people are chomping at the bit wondering, how long did it take?
Yeah, it took me 6 months. 6 months to lose the 90 pounds. It probably took me another 6 months for my skin to actually get as tight as what it was when I started. And I've worked very hard on that. And while I'm on that note, drinking water really helps to elasticize the skin, as does the vitamin C. So there's a couple of tips for all your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin C and water is crucial. When it comes to looking after your body.
PJ, was there ever a time, not to cut you off, was there ever a time when you thought, especially having had a nice body and your body being the instrument with which, you know, you got jobs and your livelihood, was there ever a time, because there are so many people that are listening right now that are wondering if they could ever get their body into not just great physical shape, but good physical shape. Was there ever a time where you thought, I don't know if I could get back to where I was?
Yeah, I experienced a whole range of emotions along the way, and I had a lot of self-doubt. Another thing was I didn't have anyone helping me on my journey back. I wanted to do it by myself and not sort of have a group of people around me helping me. I really mm-hmm. wanted to experience it firsthand. And anything is possible, and what I say to people is it doesn't matter how old you are or what your level of fitness is. I deliver people to a point where they're healthy. That's the first and foremost for me, and that's the most important. That's what everybody should aim to achieve,
mm-hmm.
get into a healthy weight range and a healthy body fat percentage. And then beyond that, it's a personal choice. So for someone like myself, I always had that desire to get back into incredible shape so that I could, you know, not only motivate other people mm-hmm. to do that as well, but to also do some modeling. And I have done some modeling post-journey, such as being on the cover of Men's Fitness and uh-huh. doing a whole lot of other shoots and things like that. But the most important thing and what everybody should be aiming for is to get to a healthy weight range.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first point. And once you get there, it's all about personal choice as to how far you want it to go.
Absolutely. Now, one other thing I want to note is that your body did have probably some good muscle memory, didn't it, PJ?
Yes, definitely. My body did have muscle memory, and that's why I say to people, and you know, I'm very adamant about saying that in interviews as well, that it's my body is not the same as someone who's been overweight for 20, 30
mm-hmm.
or 40 years.
Right.
However, the principles in my book work for everybody, and that's the most important thing. This is, I've had clients and people who I don't know personally who have written into me. Some people, I think the oldest one so far has been 73 years old,
mm-hmm.
73 years old, and everybody is achieving the same results. And it's all about, yeah, just getting feeling good, getting in shape,
mm-hmm.
and doing it in a way that's sensible and easy to maintain as well. Because, yes, I did have my body did have muscle memory, but I can tell you that on an emotional level, it didn't matter how much muscle memory I had.
Right.
If I didn't have the focus and the desire and the commitment to get into the shape,
uh-huh.
it doesn't matter how much muscle memory you do have, you'll never get there. And a large part of the book deals with mental attitude and
mm-hmm.
mental focus, and
mm-hmm.
that's something that I like to teach people how to harness that emotion to get them to a success.
Absolutely. And so how old are you now, PJ?
I'm 37 years old now, so I'm approaching 40, and it's getting, you know, it's at a point where I'm actually the fittest I've ever been. You know, I've worked hard on maintaining my physique as well, and approaching 40, I feel fantastic, and people will be surprised because often people think that I'm younger, and I guess that's great to have people thinking that I'm, you know, in my mid-20s or late-20s, but I am actually approaching 40 and feeling great.
Absolutely. And so, PJ, what's the most important thing that you hope that people will come away with from your book?
I think when people read the book, they will realize how simple it can be to actually to not only to lose weight, but more importantly, to lose fat. And once people make a differentiation between fat loss and weight loss and go through the book, they'll realize that it's pretty easy to follow. I've made it very simple to follow so that anyone can follow it. You don't need any experience whatsoever in the gym or even any knowledge on food. It's all in there. I've got over, as you mentioned, I've got over 20 years experience, and I put it all in the book. There's no tricks that I use that I've held from this book. It's all in there.
And it's very simple. It's very simple to follow, and that's what I really, really thought was incredible, that anybody could get the book and follow it. And not only that, you've got a lot of examples of what to do in the book as well.
Yeah, and I also make myself available on social media as well, so people can connect with me on Twitter. It's PJ_James, and also on Facebook, which is facebook.com Paul PJ James. And I make myself available all the time. I answer all questions myself. I'm more than happy to answer any questions or go through some tips. Mm-hmm. And I always share as much information as I can, because my greatest success is having a huge amount of people being successful doing the program as well. And that's really important to me, that it does work for everybody.
Absolutely. And give people your website, PJ, before we've got to let you go.
Sure. My main website where people can sort of get all the information is worldwide web, www.paulpjjames.com.
Well, Paul PJ, we want to thank you for spending your Monday evening down under with us. And I asked Paul, I said, what time of the year is it down under? He said, it's the middle of winter coming into spring. And so we think it's an incredible book. Once again, Take It Off, Keep It Off, How I Went From Fat to Fit, and How You Can Too, Safely, Effectively, and Permanently. PJ, thank you so much for spending your evening with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time. Thank you to your listeners, and I'll be in the United States very soon.
Very good. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living, and I would like to say thank you to Carlet Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her team. The number to phone is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than three decades of serving you and serving Central Louisiana. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. And for more information about the Southwest safety messages, log on to www.beresponsible.com. If you're just joining the show this morning, you know, it's always so amazing that people from all across the world have connected with the OPT Network and connected to make us all better and to encourage us. And during the break, DC and I were talking, and you know, Mondays, for some reason, are just already challenging. But when you're starting a new diet or a new weight loss program or a new way of thinking, as PJ likes to call it, it's even more challenging. And that's why we wanted to have this conversation on this Monday morning. And we really wanted to encourage you that you can take it off and you can keep it off. It is a process. It is a journey. And we've said it many, many times, every journey begins with the first step. And a good first step is purchasing this book, but not just going to the meal plan for me on the book, going through a person's story. And the fact that PJ felt that being a trainer, being in immaculate physical condition, that, you know, he was just saying things, you know, like those catchphrases that we talk about all the time, like, you can do it, just push through, just work a little harder. Well, it stopped working for his clients because people were looking at him saying, you don't understand my plight. You don't understand what it's like to be overweight. And so he took that on because he himself started to feel like maybe I can't empathize with the people that I'm trying to help. Maybe I can't walk a mile in their shoes because I don't know what it's like to be overweight. And then that word self-sabotage, it always pops up when you're trying to do a new thing, when you're trying to challenge yourself beyond where you've been. There is always that small voice that is vying for your attention, that's telling you why you can't be successful, why this time won't work. Well, you know, when you get the book and you understand that this journey is a process and that you've got to start somewhere, we hope that this morning you'll be encouraged instead of discouraged. And you'll just begin to start. And he's got a 7-day plan that really gets you kick-started, where there's lots of food that you can eat. And he talks about protein being a critical part, but not just meat, you know, protein. And so you can go to his website at www.paulpjjames.com. And he will help to walk you through the process. He'll help you to get started, and you can get the book. Go to the bookstore, go to the website, go to Amazon.com, get the book, pick it up, and be the change that you want to see in your body and in your family. And just get started. So we hope that this Monday morning, we hope that you're having a great Monday. We hope that this has been insightful. And if you just take one thing away from this conversation that will be a game changer in your life, it's a start. It's a beginning. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged and know that possibility exists. It exists for you, and it doesn't matter how many times you've started and stopped. It doesn't matter how many times your Monday became Tuesday. You know what I mean? You start Monday, and then by lunchtime, you say, well, I'm going to start Tuesday. Well, you know what? Stand firm today. And it doesn't matter if you make mistakes. Just get committed and stay committed. And he said it takes 90 days to change a habit. And then it takes time to become consistent in that habit. And so it's a great book, and it's a great start. Take It Off, Keep It Off is what it's called. How I Went From Fat to Fit, and You Can Too, Safely, Effectively, and Permanently. Y'all, it's Monday. And you know what? We always say, start your Monday off right. You can't get to Friday without starting on Monday. No matter where you are, no matter what you're feeling this morning, take a deep breath and purpose in your heart, in your mind, that you will be invigorated. And no matter what today brings, you're going to just take it on one thing at a time. Do what you can do today, and what you can't do today, it'll be there tomorrow. We want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. Change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Monday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.